Good evening. Thank you, Augustos. I told him this morning that I remember his grandfather. His grandfather was chief rabbi of Netanya, a very famous and clever rabbi. He passed away 2 years ago. And I had the privilege to speak in his funeral, to say a few words. And I asked, I thank your manager that gave me the opportunity to meet you. But when I saw the issues that you asked me, I thought to speak with you about Abraham and Sarah, Yitzchak and Rivka, Yaakov, Rachel and Rea. And I saw that you spoke about, you thought that I need to speak about the challenges of the chief rabbinate in Israel. So, first of all, it's exactly the same. Why is it exactly the same? Because for me, I feel that we need to go in the, after the steps of our foreparents and to teach people. Today, who was in Israel for one time from you? Not all of you? So first of all, you must do it. You must do it. Today in Israel, we can find places that don't know anything about their tradition, about the heritage of Judaism. And the problem is that they are living in Israel and they think that this is enough for them to keep their tradition. It is very good to live in Israel, but it's not enough. I can give you a lot of examples about it. But, for example, I can tell you, I remember that when I registered wedding of some couple, and I saw that the wife, she was divorced, and because of that, I need to ask him, excuse me, are you Kohen or not? And he said, I don't know. I asked him, you know, Kohen in Ketubah is 400, not 200. So he said, okay, wrote Kohen. I told him, no, you need to bill. You need to pay. No, I'm not Kohen. We can smile about it, we can joke about it, but it's not a joke. And I asked my father, you registered wedding one generation before me. How can you do, how can you know if someone is a Kohen or not? Said my father, I asked him, please bring a letter from your the Gabai, the Gabe of a synagogue of Shul of your father, that the Gabe knows if you are Kohen or not, if you are Levi. I told my father, you know, you are only one generation before. But today, if I said the people, the man, I need please letter from the Gabe of Shul that your father we're going, said, no, I don't have. His father doesn't go to any shul. Maybe for his go. But the Gabe doesn't know him. So I told my father, I can't ask him. It's only one generation. the people don't know anything about what is the meaning of Kohen or Levi or Israel. A lot of examples I have. But this is examples that you can understand that we need to go in the steps of our forefathers, Abraham and Sarah, that Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, I love you. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, he yedatif. Yedatif, not only I know him, I love him, said Rashi. Why? Kodesh Baruch Hu told, I love him not only because that he went from to Ur Kasdim, or from Ur Kasdim to Canaan, or in the times that he need to go to Egypt, or not because, only one thing. Ki yedatif, I love him, למען אשר יצווה את בניו ואת ביתו אחריו. He teaches his children, his grandchildren, his all his friends, ושמרו דרך השם לעשות צדקה ומשפט. He went from place to place to explain people that we have a God. He said it against Nimrod. He said it in Mitzrayim. He said it in Eretz Canaan. He said it to Avimelech. When Avimelech asked him, why you did so lie that you, the Sarah is only your sister. She's not only your sister. She's your wife. Why you lie? And said Abraham, because you don't know who is Hashem. You don't know about God. You know, you're about the Eir at Elohim. You are not afraid from the God. So Abraham went, and Anefesh Asher Asu Becharan, it means that Abraham converts a man, Sarai converted the women, and they taught all the world about Elohim, about God. I try to do it. This is the first challenge, the first issue that Chief Rabbinate must do. And I can tell you, I do it in Israel, in places that, unfortunately, far from the tradition. For example, it's a kibbutz that a lot of pigs they have there, and they, unfortunately, they eat it, and they serve it to people, and there's an event of the end of the year. Every three last year, it's according to my schedule. Because we are friends today, and I try to tell them words about this. It's not easy. When I was rabbi of Modi'in, I went every class, every first class in the city, religious and non-religious. I met them in the first grade. They came to the school, to shul, and I gave them, all religious, I gave them chumash, or not non-religious, I gave them a book that stories of Torah. But this is tradition. And before that, I explained them about the shul, what is the shul, what is Torah, and we receive Torah from Hashem. I spoke about it. And I gave them examples about commandments. I gave them stories about this. 1 hour. And I remember 2 years ago, I remember it was every Friday I have a shiur in Gmore, in Ion Gmore Chulin. And I remember 2 years ago, it was days that my wife called me, 11 o'clock. From 8 to 9:30, I gave a shiur in Chulin. I remember it was very nice chidush, from Ktzot and Netivot, and very nice chidush. At 9:30, I asked the people to went out, and to go out, and all the children, 80 children, came to the shul, and I spoke with them. And you understand that the level of the people that tzot and tivot, more chulin, it's not the level of children in the grade, first grade, 6, 7 years old. And 7 o'clock, and 11 o'clock, after 1 and a half, I remember that I couldn't speak 3 hours without microphone. And 3 hours that you try to speak and to explain and to tell them the story, to show them the stories that I want to give them the point that they remember, that have a very good remembering from this place. And my wife called me 11 o'clock to ask something, and I said hello. And she told me, we spoke 6 o'clock, you were excellent. What is now? Well, and I told her, this is the first year, and this is the second. And I told her, you know, from the first 1 and a half in this morning, I enjoyed. I enjoyed from Tzor, I enjoyed. But I'm sure, I told her, from the second 1 and a half, the Kodesh Baruch Hu enjoyed. I'm sure. The Kodesh Baruch Hu enjoyed that I brought his children close to him. I tried. And this is a challenge. This is a very big challenge. Today, in Israel, we have a lot of organizations that came against tradition. They called it Hadata, that we speak words. You know, I can tell you, in the first year in Modin, not only in the first grade, but in Bar Mitzvah and Bat Mitzvah, in the high school in Modin, I went to the party. All the grade, I remember, 250 students in the years, or the year of 12 and 13, the manager of the high school called me to speak there, and all the children, and one of the parents, father, asked her, I'm sorry, but I can't understand why you invite rabbi to be in the party of Bar and Bat Mitzvah. What is the connection between rabbi to Bar and Bat Mitzvah? Ask him. And the manager of this school told him, I remember she was clever, she asked him, you know, I will give you an answer after that you can give me an answer. What is the connection between, how can you say in English, Shoer b'migrash kadoregel? Shoer. Shoer b'shaar.
Goalie.
Goalie, yeah.
Goalie?
Goalie.
In the place of a soccer, of football. When you give me an answer, I'll give you an answer. Rabbi and Bar and Bat Mitzvah. I don't know what is the connection. But this is a people. We need to know that we have like this. And even so, we must do what we must do. To try and to speak. This is the first goal. Second goal is to be sure that all the rules of wedding, of conversion, of kashrut, of all the Jewish life are exactly the same in Tel Aviv, in Yerushalayim, in Be'er Sheva, in Haifa. And because of that, I'm here today, because I sat this day with the Dayanim and Rabbanim of conversion here in the U.S. and tomorrow about the Gittin, the divorce. Tomorrow with the Dayanim of divorce. So we must be sure that according to Halacha, but in Hebrew I can tell you we try to improve the rules. We don't change anything. We have Torah that we received from Moshe, from Hashem, by Moshe in Har Sinai. But you know, 40 years ago, if someone has a phone and can speak with people by phone, it is very nice. Today, if I want to send a message, I have a lot of opportunities how to do it. I can send a letter by mail, I can send a message by maybe WhatsApp, or you can tell me better. And if I have something problem with my cell phone, I call my one of my children and I ask them, please, can you tell me what to do now? So this is exactly the same, but you know, all the equipment that we had in the Mishkan went with Bnei Israel to the Mikdash. No Shiloh, no Gibon, and Beis HaMikdash. The same Mizbeach, Elter, the same Shulchan, the same Aron, all the Kelim of Mishkan went from Mishkan, from the desert, during the Mishkan, Shiloh, Nob, and Gibon, to Yerushalayim, the buildings that Shlomo built. All of them without one.
Trumpets.
I was afraid I had to say that. The trumpets, we keep them in the sand under the Har Moriah, and even that Hashem asked Moshe, "Aseh lecha chatzotzot." We didn't use it in Israel. Not in the time of Mishkan Shiloh, not in the time of Nov, not in the time of Gibon. Why? What is the trumpet in the days of Mishkan in the desert? This is the time that we need to, one is to call off all the people to Moshe. Two, to call only the Nesim. Third, we are going. So this is a way to give a message from Moshe to Bnei Israel. This is the function of trumpet in the desert. When they arrive to Israel, you can stand in Shiloh and with trumpet, maybe, no, in Modin you can't hear it. Maybe with microphone. No, not to Modin. From Shiloh, you need to tell something to people. Please, now is the time to hear the prophet. Now is the time to go, maybe the war. Now is the time that we began the year of Shemitah. Now is the time that we finish the Shemitah. Now is the time of Yobel. Now is a lot of messages. It was very good in desert. You can't use it in these days, in the days in Israel. So in our days, if I ask someone, you can send me a fax. Do you remember the machine of fax, Faximilia? Do you remember something? Yeah, it can be big. But today, we have another ways. So we need to look for another and new ways how to explain people the Judaism. How to make them close to their tradition in the equipment of our life. Maybe someone can feel close with singing. Maybe someone with colors. We need to learn and we need to do, to take the details that we have today and to bring the same message. Why I said the same message? Because that the soul of the person is exactly the same if I'm going from Israel to New York by airplane, or if I'll do it by the monkey. It's the same. Only the, but this is 11 hours, and this way of maybe 11 months. But the soul of the people is exactly the same. So when Hashem in the Torah asked me, please, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, remember, lo yelecha Elohim achirim al panai. Remember, kabed et avicha bet imecha, zachor et yom haShabbat lekadsho. All the commandments are exactly the same from Har Sinai till today. And this is the power of our nation. This is a connection of our nation. You can see after, I don't want to insult you, but I can tell you that my first speech in English was here in New York. I said I spoke in English. After that, I was here second time. I was not in New York, in Baltimore, second time. The third time that I need to speak English was in London. And when I came there, I said that I'm sorry, but this is only my third time that I'm speaking English, so please. And someone asked me, where's the first time? I said, New York, Baltimore. No. Today in London, this is the first time of you English for you. You see, after only 200 years, that connection by cell phone, by mail, by a lot of ways, by internet, it's not the same English. Not only because that this is elevator and this is lift. A lot of difference. Only 200 years with connection between people. But the Jewish nation threw out from Yerushalayim 2,000 years ago from all the corners of the world. And exactly the same when we meet each other, all of us know that today is Wednesday. And all of us, for us, the holy day is Shabbat, Saturday. All of us. You can see that the Torah said, Ot hi, this is exactly Beini uveinechem, ledorotechem. It means the Shabbat is a holy day between God to Jewish nation, only the Jewish nation. You can see the Christian, the first Christian, what was their holy days? Shabbat. But today, Sunday. The Muslim, for them, what is their important day? Friday. And we are the only one nation that keeps Shabbat. And you can see one nation, all the corners of the world, without connection between Jewish nation, men in Alaska, to Jewish men in South Africa, and all the corners of the world. This is something amazing. We need to see and to understand that our tradition, we kept exactly the same tradition. What is the difference between Ashkenazi, Sfaradi, Taimani? Maybe behaviors, maybe the singings, the songs are not exactly the same. But that's all. For all of us, is exactly the same behavior, exactly the same days. For all of us, Yom Kippur is Yom Kippur. For all of us, Shabbat is Shabbat. For all of us, is the basic is exactly the same. So this keeps our, this kept our nation like one nation. So this is a connection for us, and we need to understand it, and we keep it, and to give it from generation to generation. I remember myself when I was in the fifth grade in the elementary school, around 10 years old, I made the wrong thing in the class. I don't know exactly what. Maybe I threw a pencil on my friend, or I don't remember exactly what. Yes, yes, I did it. You can be chief rabbi even that you did like this. But the question is what you are doing after this. The teacher saw me. I'm sorry, the manager. I'm sorry. The teacher saw me and called me, please come to the blackboard. It was a green blackboard, very big. He gave me a chalk. You know what is a chalk?
Yeah.
He gave me a chalk and asked me, your father is a very famous man. Yes? I said yes. Okay, write down number zero. I wrote zero. And your grandfather, father of your father, was Rav Moshe Chaim Lau, murdered in Treblinka, very famous rabbi in Poland before the Holocaust. Well, right, you need to write another zero, I wrote. And another, your grandfather, Rav Yitzchak Yedidia Frenkel, was chief rabbi of Tel Aviv, very clever and warm rabbi. Write another zero, I wrote. Who can tell you in your dynasty? I told him, you know, Maharal, Maharal? Another zero. And what about Maharal is Rashi? Another zero. Okay, after 20 zeros, he took the chalk and he wrote number one under the line of 20 zeros. And he said, remember me. If you will be serious, you can take the genius from all the 20 zeros. And I put the number one in the beginning of this line. How much is 10 with 20 zeros? Trillion? I don't know exactly how much. But very big number. But if you will be not serious, if you spend your time, so I need to write number one in the end of the line. Okay, now read with me. Zero, 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 one. Only one. So why I need to spend the chalk and to dirty the blackboard? Sit down. After that, he was the chief rabbi of Kibbutz Shmuel, a new city near between Nebuch to Petah Tikva. He died. He passed away 2.5 years ago. And I said this story near his body, in his Levi. And I asked him, please, I remember that. And I hope that I try. I'm not sure that I succeeded to use with all the 20 zeros, but maybe a few of them. And because of you, I want to thank you. That I said in his funeral. Why I said it to you? I don't know who is your parents and who is your grandparents. But I'm sure that everyone of you has a lot of zeros in your dynasty. First of all of us are children of Abraham and Sarah. Two big zeros. I can't say zero about Abraham, but you understand. All of us children of Yitzhak and Rivka. All of us children of Yaakov. I don't know if Rachel or Leah or Bilhah or Zilpah. But yes, we have a lot of zeros in our line. Everyone here has a lot of genes from our tradition. But we need to use with it if we are going according to the way that they keep it. Here in Israel or in other places, but they kept it even in hard times or not, they did it. This is our goal, to do it, to keep and to be sure that we have a very big chain that began in Abraham and Sarah. And in our generation, you need to strengthen the circle that we need, can add another part to a very big chain. And to keep that in our generation, this is very, very strong. We must do it, and we can do it. And one of our goals is to explain to people that yes, you need to do it. Another goal I want to tell you about my every Tuesday. Every Tuesday, I'm sitting in the Supreme Court in Israel, Supreme Religious Court, and my family knows that I can leave Israel if I need to go, for example, to here. I can leave in the night of Tuesday night, and to be in Israel in the Tuesday, in Monday afternoon, because I need to learn the piles, the cases. I need to understand and to be day that all my office know that we began 9 o'clock the first case, and the end can be 12 o'clock in the night. One day that you need to think all the day to understand. And this is a place that I feel we are there to help people to save themselves, to survive themselves from themselves. People doesn't know from time to time how they disturb themselves. They took their life to make enemies. They took their life to make around the war. And they forgot their children. They forgot their family. And the time is there is, first of all, of course, according to Halakha, to be Shofet Tzedek, Mishpat Tzedek. But I feel there that the way of Mishpat Tzedek is to help people to survive themselves from themselves. And thanks God, we are succeeded a lot about this. We close cases of 37 years, 23 years, 12, 14 years, men or women, we help them. This is a place. From time to time, we need to help their children from them. It's very hard. You don't need to judge on me about this, because you need to take decision how to help them. And for me, from Monday afternoon, during the week, because I have a computer, and for example, yesterday night, 12 o'clock, I went to sleep around 11, and I woke up around 12, because there's a changing of the time. And I tried to sleep, but at 1 o'clock, I opened the computer and tried to continue. I understood that, okay, that's all the day. This is my the day. I was just saw me in the 6:40. Now you know that I can call you to wake you up because 1 o'clock. And this is the time that you can help people. And the goal of all the Jews, but of course the rabbis. For example, one of the famous rabbi before Holocaust was Reb Chaim Moshe Grudzinski, Achiezer. He was something amazing. He wrote in his hand, right hand, one tshuva, in his left hand another, and he said to certain men, another answer. It was something that all the people that know him spoke about something not from our world. But yes, it was. And someone asked him, what about the book? Why you are not a teacher ahead of yeshiva? And the Prime Minister said, I'm sorry, I can't build buildings, I can't write books, I build people, I help them. And all the poor people in the east of Europe knew that this is the place that they can find help. Maybe money, maybe encourage, maybe in other ways, but this is a place. And I can tell you that we are exactly the same. Of course not. But we try. We try to go and to give people help. And from time to time, people came to us, the teachers, schools came to us to ask Chief Rabinet advices about problems in their place. From time to time, the managers of hospitals came to speak about what to do now, what do you think, what do you give me advice? And I told them, this is advice. This is your decision. You are the manager. You know all the details. But I can tell you, in my view, maybe it's important to do like this, not like this. To give advice. And this is, I said a lot of things about the Chief Rabinet. And if you see, I didn't say anything about the things that we are, according to the law, we must do. Because that, of course, we must do it. But this is not, this is important. But in my eyes, all the things that I said is important, more than I said in other things. And I want to end with another thing, with the only one. Thanks, Lord. I have very, of course, I can tell you with objective view, but I have something amazing, wife. She organized a lot of rabbinics in Israel to learn and to understand from something, from people of psychologists and people that social workers, that they can open their eyes and to see if someone needs help in his community. You know, if you from time to time you see in your soul a woman without smiling, how you can recognize that maybe they have a violence in their house about children, and to go, she made it with the police and with the social workers, how you can help people, because the view of Rabbi and Rebbetzin can be better than other. We are near and into the families. That's the way to help again, to help people. This is a goal not only of the Chief Rabbi. This is a goal for all people in the world. And please, open your eyes and look how you can help to others, how you can help to your community, how you can help to your country, how you can help to your nation, to our nation, and do it according to our tradition. And I'm sure that our tradition, our generation, can be strong in the very, very big trail. I want that our grandchildren can be proud about you, not less that you can be proud about your grandparents. You can do it.
Is the Geld Haredi gezet? First of all, I can tell you that I'm sorry that my card from the army is in the hotel in wallet, because you can see that I'm a major in the intelligence corps. And because of that, I can speak about more than other. The most important is to keep our tradition and to be sure that we know not only how we can fight against our enemy and why. We need to know why we need to fight against our enemy. And how you can learn it in the army, how to do it. But why? This is the way that we have a lot of students in yeshiva that learn why. Why we need to be only in Israel? Herzl has suggested to go, all the Jews go to Uganda, in Africa. Baron Hirsch gave us advice to go to Argentina. But no, my father left Europe not to come back to Europe, and he built his building, his family, only in Israel. And he sent all his children to learn. And I went to army after I learned. After I learned, I made a break, and after that I went to army, And after army, I came back to learn the Dayanu, to be a chief rabbi and Dayanu. So we need to understand why we are in Israel, why we need to be there. And I know that we have a corps of Galei Tzahal, ready of the army. We had a corps of Chinuch, education. And we need a corps of Torah. This is the reason that because of that, we are there, and I'm very happy to be there. Yeah.
How do you think that being the Ashkenaz chief rabbi of Israel has affected your Avodat Hashem and your religious life?
You ask me very hard questions that I ask myself every time. Yes, yes, very. Kodesh Baruch gave me and my wife, Kodesh Baruch gave us 7 children. And for everyone, I had I duty myself to learn one thing every day. So I have 7 things that I learn every day. Page in Gemara, page in Mishnah Berurah, 7 things. Page in Musar, page in Tanakh, part in Rambam, 7 things. And first of all, I try to do it in every morning. And if I can't do it, for example, this day, I finished till now 5, and I have 2 in my room in the hotel. I finish it tonight. Of course, I don't go to sleep before that. This is for me. And when I pray, this is a time to ask myself if I did the good things in this day, how can I do it better day after? And yes, I ask myself every time. This is opportunity to teach. And of course, to teach is to bring people close to Hashem. Of course, it's helped me to avodat Hashem. But we need to understand that everyone has his way in avodat Hashem. We pray every prayer, we pray the 10 chelkeinu b'torateha. Everyone has something special in the Torah. Something special for him, something special for her, for you, for everyone. Hashem gave us our goal. My Yetzer Hara, the things that Yetzer Hara ask me, try to disturb me, it's not your Yetzer Hara. Everyone has another. This is our goal, to find ourselves, our way. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Mesilat Yesharim, began his book, Yesod HaChasidut V'Shoresh HaAvodah HaTmimah, שיתברר ויתאמת אצל האדם מה חובתו בעולמו. What is your duty in the life, in your life? What Hashem asked from you? Everyone needs ask to understand to himself and to check himself all his life. I very like this book. And I thank God, and I hope that I find my way, and I try to do it. I hope that I do it good.
Yes. You spoke about how you wanted to, how what we have technology now allowed us to reach the whole world. And I was just wondering what you thought about Tesha Shana and Tesha and what it does in terms of spreading it.
This is my cousin. So you want that I say do you think that I can say something against my cousin that his father survived my father from the Holocaust? All my life is because of him, of his father. I understand that you read the book Out of the Depths. This is not advertising. But I have books. You know, I like the idea. I don't like the way. The idea is something like IT. Every day one part, 929 parts in the chapters in the Tanakh, and you can find, you can finish 3 years, you can finish all the Tanakh, and you can, you know, when I remember 1 year, I was in the last day of the year in the yeshiva in Israel. The last day of the year, and they will in the head in the vacation, and I told them, everyone, please, I want to see you with pen and paper. They were shocked. Wow, what do I want from them? And I asked them, please, I want you that you write all the names of Treyasar, 12 prophets. Who is finished the 10? Please, I want to hear it. And I asked them, okay, someone has a 7? Yes, bring me your paper. Okay, he wrote Daniel. I told him, no, Daniel is not a prophet. Daniel is Ketubim. Another wrote Yechezkel. Not Itreasar. Someone said Hoshea. Yes. Zechariah. Yes. Do you know? No, I don't know. All of you, please, pen and paper. After that, I see. After that, I asked them, who can tell me the 39 melachot of Shabbat? I told them, this is a knowledge, Jewish knowledge. Please take your time in vacation to learn things that you don't learn it during the year. And I give you this advice. And 9 to 9, this is the idea. Something amazing. I don't like the way, because from time to time the explanations there are not according to the tradition. I can't speak about someone who spoke with God, who spoke with a prophet, and to think that is like me. No. I know that they were something amazing, and this is a generation, and I need to be to understand it. I can't have an argument with a Rambam. If I find that Rambam said another way, I can try to understand what is the explanation of Rambam, what is the explanation of Rambam. But to give honor to our forefathers and to remember that Hashem spoke with them and Hashem spoke with people around them. And when I see there are a lot of explanations that far from the tradition, I don't like it. And I said it to my cousin. He has explanation why he did it, but you ask me, I give you an answer. Yes.
First of all, I want to say thank you for coming. I really appreciate it. And I have a bit of a controversial question to ask you, but that's okay. I know that there's a growing presence of people in Israel who are embracing non-traditional like practices in Judaism, like Reform, Conservative Judaism. And while I understand that maybe they don't practice the same way you or I would practice, that maybe those people, should there be more integration, do you think, for those people in Judaism, that the way they see it? Because otherwise they might turn away from Judaism altogether, and maybe there should be more open-minded view on that. What do you think?
I'm not sure that I have a lot of time to speak about it, but I want to give you one thing. In Israel, it's not question. In Israel, it's not question because, for example, before Yom Kippur, I saw the list of the places of conservative and reform together, places of prayer, For Yom Kippur, it's around 150 places, all our country. And in the list of the government, the places of Orthodox, not all the places, and of course not the places that, especially for Yom Kippur, 18,000. So, 150 and 18,000. You understand that in Israel it's not a question. And I prefer someone that understands that he far from his tradition, and he can take his next generation maybe with him, maybe like him, or maybe in the way that his grandchildren can see the truth, true way, the truly way. I prefer that, like someone that thinks that I'm okay, I'm excellent. I told it to you. I check myself every day if I'm excellent. And the people that of conservative and all of them, they think that this is excellent way. So I'm afraid we will lose the next generation. Because that next generation, you can see their numbers. They can't continue in this way. So because of that, I try to teach, but I try to explain people that you need, like I finished my speech, not to tell me that you are proud about your grandparents. What do you do that your grandchildren can be proud about you? This is our goal, and because and if we are going according to tradition, I'm sure that we can succeed.
So much to Rav Lau, and thank you.